And let the church say amen. Amen. And I know we're all striving here. Amen. Because one day we do want to walk around heaven. Amen. It's one thing about a family reunion. We all get together. And sometimes people don't get to see one another for years. Amen. Same way like a funeral. Amen. You see your long lost friends, amen, at the funeral. Amen. At a family reunion. Amen. There's one thing about a reunion. You never get to see your friends for a long time, but there's a part, amen, where you have to say goodbye to one another. And you may not see them no more. Amen. Until another family reunion. Amen. But then when all of God's children get together. Yeah. Amen. No respect to person.
Yeah.
Jew, Gentile, black, white, grizzly, gray, pink, whatever. Amen. When all of God's children get together, there'll be no more goodbyes.
Amen.
Amen. Won't that be a wonderful day? Amen. We do thank the Lord, amen, this evening. Amen. We thank the Lord for him inviting us, amen, on the behalf, amen, of this 10th year anniversary. Now, that said, I know it hasn't really been easy, amen, to hold on these many years. But we thank the Lord, amen, that he's still holding on. Can I get some amens up in here?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We're going to come, amen, this evening. Amen. Out of the Gospel of Matthew.
You don't have a Bible, we'll get you one. Just raise your hand, we'll get you one. You don't have a Bible.
Forgot a handkerchief, I'll take that too.
Anybody don't have a Bible, you don't have to. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Okay. We're going to be coming out of the 16th chapter. The 16th chapter of Matthew, beginning with the 13th verse. And I'll take a handkerchief. Amen. Amen. Amen, if you'd be so kind for the reading of God's word, to honor it by standing just for a moment. Amen. And as it was recorded, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that the Son of Man in?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But who say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. And this evening we would just like to take for a thought, amen, this evening. Bless you. upon this rock I will build my church. We thank the Lord, and we all have been young at one time. I don't know whether you consider yourself as being old, but for myself, I'll speak for myself. I'm still a little whippersnapper in Jesus Christ.
That's all right.
Amen. But in the days of our youth, amen, I used to wonder, even in this time, in this age, what was so interesting in rocks, amen, that kids marveled at. They take and throw rocks, amen, up on the roofs. We know that rocks have certain acids into that rock, and if it stays up on the roof, that rock will eat a hole into that material because of the substance that's in the rock.
Amen.
And there is no doubt about it. Have you ever been hit by a rock? Some folks intentionally threw rocks at you to hurt you.
Amen.
Because rocks are solid.
Uh-huh.
We find here, amen, Jesus, amen, asking his disciples, who do men say that I am?
Uh-huh.
God can use anybody.
Amen.
If you put yourself in a position to be used by him. Peter, we know that Peter done some crazy things in life. But yet and still, God revealed to him who Jesus was.
Amen.
It's not that Jesus was going to build the truth upon Peter, but for what Peter had to say was solid.
Uh-huh.
And I don't care, amen, you can say, so a man soweth, so shall he also reap. The Bible is true. And many times people try to get out from that rock, and what they'll do, they say, well, I'm not going to sow it here, and they'll leave from here to go to California. But I'm mighty afraid to tell you that the Bible is correct. Amen. If you threw the rock here in Columbus and tried to escape to California, there's something in California going to wait for you. Can I get a witness on that? Amen. Rocks are meant to hurt. We have done some mischievous things, being young, ignorant, don't know no better, crazy, half a lunatic, got all your clothes on, not cutting yourself, but still not clothed in your right mind. Has anybody ever been there? Amen. Praise God. Amen. And one time, amen, it was in the winter time. Amen. And we was all throwing snowballs, amen, and being mischievous, and the devil getting in us, amen, said, get you a snowball, amen, and put some rocks in the snowball, not realizing how dangerously it is.
Amen.
We took and made a snowball and had a lot of rocks in it. Amen. And one guy came out the door, and we smacked him in the eye. Amen. I was so fearful. I was so scared. I didn't know rocks could really do that much damage. Amen. And sometimes when you're scared, amen, you apologize and do whatever. And then everything starts cooling down. Amen. Then you'll start getting bold and say, well, that's what he gets.
Amen.
Amen. I bet you won't fool with me no more because there's some more rocks out here. Amen. But Peter revealed through the Holy Ghost, amen, as God revealed it unto him who Jesus really was.
Amen.
So Jesus turned around and said, well, look, Peter, it's not upon you. Not upon you. I know you're getting ready to carry a sword up in here in the Garden of Gethsemane. I know you're getting ready to die. But it's not upon you. The truth is not built upon you and your name, but it's built upon the truth.
Amen.
Something solid. And the truth will not give away for nobody.
Amen.
One thing we want to realize, you can got to build upon something solid.
Amen.
This edifice that you are sitting in today, if it wasn't for what's underneath those blocks, this place would deteriorate.
Amen.
A side would fall over here, and a side would fall over there. Your roof would be cracking. So what you have up underneath this building, you have what they call a foundation.
Amen.
And every foundation is built a little different.
Amen. All right.
Your foundation may not be built like his or hers, but every foundation is built a little different.
Amen.
If I was to estimate or guess, amen, up under this building that this building sits upon, there is a strong foundation.
Amen.
The concrete that they used to use, amen, is not like the concrete they use today.
Amen.
Nothing's the same.
Mm-hmm.
You remember how root beer was? Those good old fish sandwiches? Good ice cream? Amen. They just don't make things the same anymore.
Amen.
They make automobiles quicker, cost more money, less material in the automobile.
Amen.
So the foundation that we have here, that you're underneath this edifice today, no doubt is about 10 inches thick in concrete. Inside of that concrete, inside of the concrete, there is what they call rebar. It's a strong metal, and it's a long rod that runs through.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do, they tie this rebar up inside of this foundation, and they make the curves, wherever the curves at on this building. And the simple reason is for that is because if something would happen to the foundation, if it would have a crack, those rebars and that wire that you have in it, it holds it together.
Amen.
Now, I'm trying to draw a picture here.
All right.
Amen. So you got about 9 to 10 inches of concrete with rebar running around all of the concrete.
Okay.
Then after they have poured that and it sits for a while, that's why you can find in your home sometimes, you look over in the corner and you see cracks in your drywall. You see a crack over here. It's because the foundation is settling. And when the foundation settles, your house settles. We're going to get to where we're going here just in one moment. So it's going to settle down. You'll find the cracks because sometimes the foundation has cracked. They have built many large buildings and didn't construct the foundation. That is the first thing.
Amen.
The foundation, what you got to build upon.
Amen.
I used to lay blocks, and I used to think I was really good when I first started. You know, being a novice, you know, doing things the first time, you know, and it looked good to you. Hey, man, I just sit back and marveled one day. Amen. I said, boy, that's a beautiful block job. I can't wait till the boss come. The boss came and looked. I said, he looked. He said, tear it down. Didn't have to look long. I said, tear it down. Tear it down. I said, tear it down. He said, you got to learn how to lay blocks. You know, and it's the same way in our spiritual life.
All right.
Jesus had provided the rock.
Okay.
The foundation.
Amen.
So the foundation nobody else can lay.
That's right.
The pastor can't lay it. The bishop can't lay it. Jesus said, upon this rock, upon the truth.
Yes.
Upon the truth, I will build not my church. I don't have no church.
Amen.
But upon this rock, I will build my church. And it had to be something solid for him to build upon.
Amen.
Everybody agree with that?
Amen.
If I ain't telling it right, say, hold it, preacher. Amen. So upon the rock, I will build my church. So now we have to be very careful as children of God.
Amen.
The foundation has been laid for us. But now we have to be careful how we build.
Amen.
Upon this foundation.
Amen.
You cannot build anything you want to. You cannot build hatred. You cannot build dislike. You cannot build adultery. You can't build none of these things because we're going to have to tear everything back down. He said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the very gates of hell shall not prevail. It will not take over. Did not say that just because you built a man upon this rock that you're not going to have no trouble. No. You're going to have trouble. I don't care. Jesus said, for my name's sake, you're going to be hated.
Yeah.
For my name's sake, you're going to be persecuted.
Yeah.
So when you build up on this rock, you're still going to have problems. But the problem is, amen, the devil cannot come in and destroy and not unless we allow him to. For the Bible says, where there is two or three, not 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12. Amen. See, sometimes we look at the amount thinking that we have to have 12,000 folks to get a job done.
Amen.
But when Gideon went to, amen, to battle, God said, knock it down to 32,000 to 300. You don't need all of that. All you need is just being on one accord, touching and agreeing. Amen. And you can do the most amazing things with God. As somebody that believes that, give God some praise. In every sense, the beginning of time, when they started calling themselves Christians, before that time, the devil has been trying to get rid of the church. He's trying to destroy God's people one way or another. But as long as we stick together and stick to the plan. See, we can't draw no blueprint up. The blueprint has already been drawn up by the greatest architect that you ever have seen in the world. There was one preacher that got mad. Amen. He said he was mad at all the preachers in Columbus because said the preachers are not doing anything. Say, we need to come together and find out a solution how to keep our young people out of trouble.
All right.
He was upset. He was mad. He was scandalizing their name because the pastors and the preachers are not doing what they're supposed to do. But let me tell you something. The Bible has already declared the Word of God.
Amen.
And we don't have to figure out what to do with young people.
All right.
What the young people needs to do is what to figure out how to stay within the Word of God. Because the Bible says, if my people that are called by my name will just humble themselves and pray, we can get out of a whole lot of situations.
Amen.
Amen. You don't have to be smoking crack. Can I get a witness here? Amen. If you want some rock, go to Jesus.
All right.
Somebody smoke their pipe on that and blow a ring. If you want some crack, go to Jesus. He's got all you want. Somebody say, give me a piece of rock. Oh, yes. He's got all that you need. Amen. So whenever you build in Jesus Christ, whatever you build upon him in sincerity, it will last forever.
Yeah.
The devil can come with the storm, the wind, the hurricane, the tornadoes, or whatever. It will not blow your house down.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness here?
Yeah.
just when we was in the world, we've done everything under the sun. We called ourselves building a good house. Oh, we looking good. Got our three-piece on. Got our flippy hat on. Amen. But the house, no good whatsoever. And let me tell you this. Sometimes people call for contractors to come in a home and say, we want a remodel job.
All right.
So what they do, amen, you have a little hole here and you say, well, you want your house to be remodeled. What the contractor has to do, he tears the whole house up. You said, my God, said the house looks worse now than it did when I called you in here. But let me tell you something. Things got to get worse first before it can get better. Before you can have some beauty to your house, first the house got to get demolition. Before the house can really get to its beautiful state, it's got to be torn up first.
Amen.
Walls have got to be torn out. If you got bad electric, the electric's got to be out. And you look at the house and say, boy, he don't know what he's doing.
Amen.
And that's how we do God sometimes. We say, Lord don't really know what he's doing. But God is the one that created us. And he knew, amen, just because when I came to Columbus, amen, out of Circleville, Ohio, Pastor, amen, they had some pointed shoes. Y'all remember that? They had the pointed shoes, amen, from Pickaway. It was a Gilbert. It was Gilbert. You buy one pair, amen, for 10, and you get another one for $1, I believe it was. Well, we never had anything like that in Circleville. I mean, we were strictly country. You know what I'm saying? The best thing that we had going on, amen, it wasn't no $100 pair of shoes. It was just a pair of tennis shoes. They was called Red Balls.
Amen.
Amen. It was just a pair of tennis shoes that had a red ball, and we thought we was cool. And our dress shoes was clodhoppers. Oh, yeah. Well, at Christmas time, mother buys some clodhoppers. Brother, and we knew how to appreciate things at that time. Amen. You get them clodhoppers home. We couldn't afford Hill Place. So we took cans. Come on, give him some praise. Amen, praise the Lord. So, we thinking that we cute, but I had to come to grips. But I came to Columbus, got me some points, and I declared, well, you know how big of a novice I was. Never had anything in Circleville. Came here, got a job at Clark Restaurant, got me some points, and then got me another pair. Boy, I was clean. This was in the summertime. They had some wool pants. Brought me a pair of wool pants. Brought me a wool shirt. 90 degree weather. And we didn't have no umbrella. Amen. Down there, what you do, you take a sack and put it over your head. I brought me an umbrella. Now look at this. Here I got some wool pants on, wool shirt, a wool hat with a feather in it, and an umbrella. You talking about somebody cool? I was cool. I'm not kidding. But if the Lord would have came back and looked at my house would have been deteriorated. It would have been gone forever. Jesus said, what you going to build? Build it upon a solid foundation and be careful how you build upon that foundation.
Amen.
A lot of people are praying, amen, and their prayers are really in vain. They got a knot against their brother
and they think they're building things right. You think you got a knot against your brother. Amen. I don't like him because what he did last Sunday. I remember, brother.
Yeah.
I remember you. Amen. You the one who got the glasses on with the red shirt. Amen. The one probably still got that voice in your closet. Amen. Got a knot against my brother here, and here you go to the altar trying to build up on this junk. Amen. Talking about, Lord, I thank you for all your kindness. I thank you, good. I thank you for loving me. No, those God has got earbuds in.
Amen.
Until you go and get right with this brother, it's no use you uttering up prayers to God.
Hallelujah.
For God is not hearing. Recognize yourself with your brother. Then go to the altar and present your gift to God. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Somebody said, you better listen to this. Give somebody a high five, God. They say, I'm going to start building with Christ.
What's right? And if you build what is right, it will last.
Amen.
Somebody said it will last.
It'll last.
I'm reminded when we was in school. Amen. And you remember the story about three little pigs. How they built their house.
Amen.
Y'all help me to remember. I didn't believe one that built out of strong steel and brick. Y'all remember that too, huh?
Amen.
Amen. So this is what they built their house out of. The first one built out of straw. Remember, in the days of Job, Satan walked to and fro.
That's right.
And believe me, the days of Job is not over with.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
He's still saying, have you considered my servant, Pastor Wallace?
Amen.
He'll fold up before 10 years. But he had a determination. I was going to keep on going through the storm. See, a lot of us can run the race as long as the sun is shining.
Well,
as long as everything is going good. Who couldn't serve God with a pocketbook full of money? Who couldn't serve God with $100 bills all in your billfold? As long as things going good. But that's not the test. God's got to send us through our desert experience.
Amen.
And believe me, you are not made on the mountaintop. You are made in the valley.
Amen.
Anybody can go through up on top of the mountain.
Amen.
Well, but he made it out of straw. And the big bad wolf in this case, in the scenario, is representing Satan.
All right.
And he said, I'll huff. Y'all help me here. Y'all come on, help me preach this thing. I'm gonna huff and I'm gonna puff until I
blow you out.
Come on, one more time. I'm gonna huff. Ooh yeah. Somebody said, not so.
Not so.
With my heart. Amen. It worked.
Yes.
And blew the straw down.
Yes. Amen.
Foundation was still there. But it's what you build upon the foundation.
Yes.
What deteriorates. This is what I want you to see. What deteriorates. So the next one he came, he said, look at here. And one will brag. Amen. I said, look at here. I think I'm going to fill my house out of some sticks.
Amen.
Straw give way to anything. So he built his out of sticks. And then the big bad wolf came. He said, I'm going to blow your house down.
look with me here now. I'm going to
hush
and I'm going to
hush
until I blow it. Somebody help me one more time. I'm going to
hush
and I'm going to
hush
until I blow it.
So we got the plug up.
holes in our roof, if we have a leak, if we have something against the gospel, amen, we got to seal that leak up.
Amen.
Can I get a witness here?
Can I get a witness?
All y'all don't want me to preach here today, but God is real today.
Amen.
If you got a hole in your side, you need to plug it up.
Amen.
For the flood will take place. Because any place that Satan can get into our life, he will creep in there.
Amen.
Oh, believe that, church. Believe that. Let's give God some praise up in here. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I'm going to. And I'm going to. Until I. I'm going to. I'm going to. I'm going to. And I'm going to. 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 And I'm going to. I'm going to.
Oh, boy. Let me do it by my own self. Until I blow your house down. Amen. And what I want you in my conclusion, amen. When Jesus was out on Calvary's Mount,
oh yeah,
don't think the devil wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And he was hoping and praying that he could hump and he blow that house down.
Amen.
When they took him down off of the cross, he felt like I was more than victorious.
Amen.
Amen. But Jesus let him know that on the third day, I'm going to rise again.
Amen.
Somebody said amen.
Amen.
Because Jesus was looking at you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And if he hadn't looked at us, we would have been lost today.
Amen.
Somebody said he looked beyond all of my faults.
Yes,
and he saw my need. Can I get a witness to that? We don't have nothing to brag about how beautiful our houses is. Because I heard one writer say that this earthly house of tabernacle is going to dissolve one day. Amen. I don't care how well constructed. There's something about we were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. But we have another building on the other side that was not made and created by man.
Yes.
But God got it on the other side.
Wow.
And when we get there, and somebody said, with all of God's children, I don't care if sometimes we have respect to persons, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. How do you know you're going to make it? That's what you need to worry about.
Yeah.
Somebody give somebody a high five sign. And look at your neighbor. Look at your neighbor. The neighbor. I don't have time to be worried about your house every day. What's in order? But it's going to take me 24/7 to worry about. Who said that? If you want to preach now, you can have the rest of the floor. Amen. So we have to worry about what we're doing. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Amen. We got a long highway. And this Christian journey is more than just talking about it.
Amen.
Jesus, Paul said this. He said, don't only be hearers of the word, but be doers.
Amen.
And isn't it funny? Jesus knew this, and I'm through. He said, if just two or three would get together in my name. Listen here, I can tear this place down and build you such a bigger one that'll hold 5,000 people. If the church could just get on one accord.
Amen. There you go. There you go. There you go.
Now don't want you to think that I'm this big of a novice that I don't know what's going on in the churches.
Amen.
I haven't talked to Ella Wallace, and I used to think this. I said, when I was out there in the world, amen, the preacher would stand here and preach. And he said, somebody's gone with somebody that he should be doing. And it looked like he would just have to look my way. Guilt would grab hold of me, and I'd start looking around the church. I said, I wonder who's the big mouth up here. Somebody's telling my business. Hey man, ain't nobody know what I'm doing, and that preacher wouldn't have known. Amen. But the secret things belong to God.
Right.
And God knows what the church needs, and he'll give it through the pastors. Amen. To relate to the auditorium. Then it's up to us to hear the word. Don't get mad at the preacher, because he's just doing what God says to do. Don't get mad and upset with him. Just listen to the word and then become doers of the word. My last remarks, amen. If I said there were some folks in here, amen, that their wrist was broke. Y'all know what that is, don't you? Evidently, some of y'all know that. Now, everybody knows. Amen. We're talking about a broke wrist.
Yeah.
And got a left replacement hip. Don't get upset with the preacher. Listen to what he has to say. And then try to become doers of what the word. And I know Pastor Wallace, and an apple don't fall far from the tree. There's another apple. Smile, brother. Don't be hating. Because this is a good name. And he's going to tell you the truth. He's going
tell you the truth because he don't want to see nobody fall. So church, remember, Satan's come to steal, kill, and to destroy. But if we got our blocks together upon that foundation right, don't go the cheap way out. Don't go the cheap way out. Amen. Use regular mortar. Not too much sand. Amen. So that block can get time enough to harden it. Get solid when something comes and shakes it. Amen. You'll be able to stand through the storm. May God richly bless you. And I say to this church, amen, to the pastor, amen, happy anniversary. Because truly, 10 years, that is a blessing. And nobody knows, not your wife, not your children, what you go through in a period of 10 years. Yes, the wives have it hard too, the first lady. They have it hard. And let them tell us they have it rougher than the pastor. But believe me, nobody knows the trouble that this man has seen except Jesus. May God richly bless you. And may God smile upon you. Again, we thank you for allowing us to come in just for this short time. Amen. To minister. And I truly want to pray that it has reached somebody's heart how to begin to build upon what God has given you. May God richly bless you. We thank God for the First Lady and some of the